first batch students of the Mudanahalli campus, offer ourselves at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. In our journey, not just in the aspect of the student's sojourn, but our entire voyage of life, we have been the unseen protecting hand, guiding and always guarding us. In times of difficulty, you always come to our rescue and strengthen the bond of love between us. You've taught us subtle lessons in life, which would come to our aid in the hour of need. Once we cross the portals of your institutions, you have chiseled and built each one of our characters, which is most essential for a man in the present day scenario. Swami, to express gratitude for all that you have done is a task unachievable. For all the gushing outpour of love and immeasurable showers of grace, we express our gratitude to our eternal master in the form of a drama presentation entitled Hamara Bandhan.
Good morning, Vikram sir.
Good morning. This is my office. I am a journalist and I work for the Daily News.
Vikram, there's a burglary case going on in KC Nagar. Police have just arrived there. Get there quickly, you may get something.
It is not an easy task to be a journalist, especially in such days where your day starts with theft, kidnap, crime, frauds, etc. And considering the position the news media is in nowadays, news is all about rumors and hypes. Wherever we turn, it's negativity. Having said that, there are also good people doing inspiring work in the society. In my life as a journalist, there are a couple of such characters who are good at heart, even though they are in a cutthroat corporate world. I came across these two people recently. The first one is Mr. Raghavan. I got to know him when I happened to interview Mr. Vinny. Good morning, sir. Pleasure to meet you.
Good morning. Have a seat.
Sir, I'm here to get some details about the drug Exelon. I spoke with you over the phone last night.
Sure. What would you like to know?
First, I would like to thank you for making the medicine available to the people at such a low price.
It's company's decision.
People are very happy by the decision of your company because now more people are able to afford Exelon, which was not available for them from a long time.
That's good to hear. Now we are making efforts to make it easily available to most of the people. We are distributing in more shops, pharmacies.
But why was it charged at such a high price from a long time?
We couldn't avoid that because we had to cover the cost that we had incurred during development. You see, it almost took 8 years. So much of research and development work has gone into making of it. That's the reason why you had to charge it quite high.
Now that the price has fallen, is it due to the reason that you have covered the cost involved?
Well, not exactly. We have not yet completely covered, but still we decided to do this.
Then what made you to take this decision, sir?
Well, the very purpose of our company is to save people from illness and diseases. But what is the use of providing the drug, which is not affordable by most of the people? We realized that we are deviating from the purpose and the mission of our company. That's the reason for this decision.
That's indeed a good measure, sir. Nice to meet you. I would like to congratulate and thank you once again.
Vikram, I request you to publish the reason I gave you just now. But that's not the actual reason.
May I know, what is it, sir? Would you mind sharing it?
Okay, I won't mind.
A heated argument was going on in the board of directors meeting. Mr. Raghavan, the project manager, and I, the finance head, were at the meeting.
Mr. Vinit, Raghavan has put forth his recommendations. Now, we need your clearance to proceed further.
I have already given my take on this. But I am telling you again, it's a very bad idea to reduce the cost of excellence now.
Then, can you tell me? When will it be a good time? It's been almost a year since the Exelon was out in the market.
But that doesn't simply mean that we must cut down the price.
What's making you to oppose this so strongly? Can you give me one reason?
One reason? We have not even reached the break-even mark for this product. When are we to do that? When are we to see the profits and invest in other projects?
Vinit, can you give us the current position of this product in terms of revenues and costs?
Sir, this drug is too costly. Only rich can afford this.
Raghavan, our sales data tells that about 65% of the people who are affected by the disease fall into upper income level.
It only shows that 65% of the consumers are rich. That means only the rich are taking the drugs. What about the poor people? Are those lives not important?
But if you cut down the price to the level of your recommendation, then we have to close down the company soon. Then who will produce the Exelon?
I am not telling that. We'll distribute it for free. We'll just price it such that everyone can afford it.
Who is this unknown person calling me again? Raghavan, this is wrong time to do that. Our competitors have also formulated the similar drug. And at this time, we should take every decision carefully. Or else, it will lead to disaster. Sir, I don't think...
Hey, Vinit. I think you should attend the call.
What are you talking about?
Listen, can I talk to you in person for a minute?
There is nothing to talk in person. Unless you want me to join hand with you and help our competitor out over there. Is that what you want?
Sir, I agree with Vinit that... we should not cut down the price now. I withdraw my suggestion, sir.
Fine then. We'll drop the discussion on this for now.
I was wondering how and why Raghavan suddenly gave in and accepted. Mom?
My mother had been suffering from the illness for quite a long time. Her health got worse and she collapsed. That was the reason for receiving so many calls during the meeting. I was pain-struck to imagine my mother in that condition. I cannot afford to lose her. I rushed to the hospital. By the time I reached there, she was being treated in ICU. I went to see the doctor.
Raghavan! Doctor! Doctor, I am Vinit, son of Sharda.
Yes, please tell, sir.
Sir, how is my mother, sir?
She is better now.
Her condition was very bad when she was brought here. We were urgently in need of Exelon, but we were out of stock and we could not procure it easily nearby. It's too costly, as you see, so it's not sold in most of the pharmacies. And if sir had not come with Exelon in time, we would have lost your mother. Anyway, no need to worry. I have to go now. See you later.
Thanks a lot, Raghavan. If you had not done that in time, I would not be seeing my mother breathing now. I don't know how to thank you, Raghavan.
Life is too precious, Vineet. And not all the sons will be senior managers in a company that produces this drug to be able to save their mother's life easily.
That was the time when all the numbers and financial statements vanished. Several lives came to my mind. That's when I decided to cut the price. I realized the difference between my attitude towards Exelon and Raghavan's. I saw it as a product. Raghavan saw it as a way to save many more lives.
I was very much impressed by Mr. Raghavan. It is not so often that we find such kind-hearted people in the management board of big corporates. I wanted to meet Mr. Raghavan, but Vineet told me that he was out of station and assured me that he would arrange for the meeting as soon as he comes. The next incident was something that struck a chord in my heart. It was about a person who started an NGO and how he stood firm in his conviction.
Hello, Srinath.
Welcome, sir. Welcome. Good to see you all together. Please sit down. Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to have some coffee? Ramo?
No, no. That's okay. We are fine.
May I know what brings all of you to this humble man's home?
Nothing, Srinath. We were just passing by the highway and someone informed about the activities that you are undertaking through your NGO. So we just stopped by to look at the growing organization and also to congratulate you.
Thanks a lot for the concern. Since the organization is at its inception, it's quite difficult to manage. But by God's grace, dedicated people are joining the administration and it's settling down now.
Good to hear that. And we heard that you are planning to start an educational institution. Is it so?
Oh, yes. We are in the process. Plan is ready. It just needs to be materialized. And we need the suggestion and help of experienced people like you, sir. I will be grateful if you can help us in this.
Oh, sure. Why not? With the experience of running an educational institution for over 18 years, we'll definitely contribute some valuable inputs.
The only advice that we would like to give now is that please don't charge hefty college fees. Not all people are wealthy in our place, right?
That's our primary concern too. And don't worry about it, sir. We are providing the education absolutely free of cost.
What? Are you serious about this? This news reached our ears, but we thought it was just a rumor.
No, no. Actually, sir is planning to attract some seats first and then he may charge gradually.
That's a good idea.
No, sir. Till the institution exists, the education will be provided absolutely free of cost.
Are you insane, Srinath? You cannot survive if you do that. From where will you get the money to run the institution?
That's none of your concern, sir.
It does concern us. Just out of some nerve, you can start something and give education for free. But remember, it is not going to last long.
I shall make it happen, sir. And you are going to see it.
I've seen so many such people in my life. They will try to...
Calm down. Look, Srinath. Listen to us. let's avoid unnecessary clashes. Our businesses should not harm each other. Let's grow together. If you want, you can join our institution. Or if you want to run your own institution, we are fine with it. Tell me what you need from us. Whatever it is, don't feel hesitant.
I just need your blessings.
Srinath! Calm down, sir. He has conveyed his ideas, right? We'll see what happens. Let's leave now. Tell me, Srinath, why are you doing this at all? What are you going to achieve by doing this?
I am not going to achieve anything. Hundreds of poor people are going to achieve what they are capable of. And I am just helping them in whatever capacity God has provided me with.
It's going to be difficult. You can't do it alone.
I am never alone. God is with me. And are you all not here to help me whenever I need help?
Srinath, take care. Prakash, you have a new task.
In spite of his friends' opposition, Srinath started a school in his place with his own money. His agitated rivals indirectly threatened him. But with complete dedication and utter faith in God, Srinath continued his work unperturbed. Those who saw him as an enemy went to the extent of conspiring an assault on him. He was heavily injured and took a long time to recover. As years rolled by, the school grew into a PU college with the same mission of providing quality education to the needy absolutely free of cost. One day.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rajesh.
How are you, Rajesh?
Fine, sir.
Had your breakfast?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. You, who allowed you inside?
Sir, can I speak to Srinath, sir?
No, get away from here.
Please, sir, please.
Rajesh, what's happening there? Sir, this person is back again and wants to see you.
Yes, let him come in.
Sir, no, I will never let this happen.
Why? What's wrong?
Sir, he is the same person.
Same person? Whom are you talking about?
Sir, the attack that happened years back when you were badly injured?
Yes, I remember.
Sir, he is the one who hurt you. He spent 3 years in jail but back to work now. I think he has come again with same intention. I will take care of him.
You don't worry, sir. Rajesh, allow him to speak.
No, sir. He should not even be here. I will not let him harm you once again.
Allow him to speak, Rajesh.
Sir, I am really sorry, sir. Please forgive me. I have committed a great sin by hurting you. Forgive me, sir. Forgive me.
Your name?
Prakash.
Prakash, I hardly remember that incident. I know, it was not your mistake. Now, tell me what I can do for you.
Arun? Sir, this is my son. I struggled a lot and gave him education to the extent possible. But I'm afraid I will not be able to afford his studies any further. He studies very well, sir. He has always secured first class. he wants to study further, but I don't find any ways to educate him.
Sir, don't believe him. You don't know what he is up to.
Prakash, what exactly do you want me to do?
Sir, I just want you to accept my son as a student of this institution. You are my last resort, sir. Please accept him.
Huh? How can you live a good life by hurting others? Look at you. You tried to kill our Srinath, sir. And now you are back to him asking for help. Don't you have some shame? Where are those who gave you money that day for hurting, sir? Go. Go ask them for help now.
Rajesh, get the application form.
Sir, what are you telling?
Rajesh, get the application form.
Sir, I know I have committed a grievous sin, but please forgive me. I did it out of ignorance and greed for money. I have realized it now, sir. I have realized it.
Prakash, I don't even have any anger or vengeance towards you. Why should I forgive you? You don't need to worry about Arun's future. I will take care of his studies. But you just need to promise me that you will never ever commit such a mistake in the future. And you will do good deeds which will contribute to the welfare of the society.
I promise you, sir, I will never hurt anyone. I will be a good person who will always look to help people and serve the society. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It was almost impossible for me to digest that one can forgive someone who has tried to kill him and to accept him and take the responsibility for his son's education was completely beyond my imagination. The third most peculiar thing which had a deep impact on me was this news of Dr. Sam, a doctor who initially worked in a private hospital and later quit to start his own clinic. I was very curious to know more about him when I read in an article which said that he charged just rupees 10 for a patient. In a society where most of the doctors charge high prices for small treatments, this doctor seemed to be very different. My inquisitiveness to know the driving force behind his actions grew more and more. Dr. Sam, really interesting. I must surely fix up an appointment with him. Hey Gopal, get me all the details of Dr. Sam. His contact details, clinic address, etc.
Yes, sir. Sir, here it is, all his details.
Thanks, Gopal. You have done me a great favor. I'm really eager to know more about Dr. Sam.
Dr. Sam's clinic?
Yes, sir. It is Dr. Sam's clinic.
Mr. Vikram there. I believe you have an appointment with Dr. Sam.
Yes.
Please have your seat, sir.
May I come in?
Please, do come in, sir.
Good evening, Dr. Sam. I'm really glad to meet you.
Good evening, Mr. Vikram.
I felt quite strange when you fixed up an appointment.
I read about you in the Herald and I was really astonished. I couldn't believe my eyes. I felt that in today's world, it is impossible to do what you have done. As I entered this temple of healing, Sanjeevani Clinic, I was wondering what would have made you to do it. I mean, after working at the Wilson Hospital, it sounds unbelievable that a person could leave such a prestigious job and start a clinic of his own, charging just rupees 10 for every treatment from all the patients. Sounds practically impossible. Yet, it is an awe-inspiring act for me.
Mr. Vikram, I was working at the Wilson Hospital. Yes, I agree with you that it was really a prestigious job with a huge pay. But my attitude is quite different from most of the doctors there. The majority are money-minded and they can hardly empathize with the patients. They charge so heavily that only the rich can afford it. The poor cannot even dream of getting treatment from such hospitals. Vikram, I have started this clinic with a different motive. It is for the poor and needy. They come to me with the only hope that they will not be turned down like the big profit-making hospitals.
Such a noble deed, doctor. You are charging so less. But let me ask you, how are you and this clinic surviving?
I charge this amount keeping in mind that it would be enough for my survival and basic needs. Like me, there are several other men who may not be able to serve directly but have the desire to do so. And they contribute to this clinic.
Finally, doctor, who is your inspiration or guiding force for this life-turning act of yours?
It is my master. He brought me up with love and care. His life was his message for me when I stayed with him. He nurtured me with values and showed me great ideals in life which I could emulate.
So, do you mean to say that your master is...
Yes. What I am today is only and only because of my master. He is my inspiration, my love, and my source of strength. And I completely dedicate myself to him.
Who is your master? Where does he stay? And what does he do? I want to meet him. Dr. Sam, I want to meet him. Please, please take me to him. I want to see him.
My master stays at an ashram. I visit there every weekend, for I consider it to be my home.
Sir, this weekend, I shall accompany you to the ashram. I would really be grateful to you, sir, for I am extremely impatient to see your master. If you are his product, then how would he be? What would he do? What would be his way of life?
With all eagerness to know about the source of light that illuminates such a person, Vikram was indeed impatient to visit the ashram. And Dr. Sam, as promised, took him to the ashram. On the day they visited the ashram, they happened to see a drama which was being enacted.
To time, the universal Lord takes the avatar and descends on earth to shower his grace, to uphold dharma and live with his dearest devotees.
Oh Lord, how can we express our gratitude to you for granting the divine opportunity to be with you?
Oh wise one, instill me in your hearts and chant my name with love.
Oh Lord, you have bestowed this wonderful opportunity on us of having a darshan.
Oh Kodanda Rama, but our hearts are yearning for more of this blessing. We want to have this proximity with you always.
Please accept our prayers.
Tathastu, you shall be granted.
Krishna, when you leave us and go to Mathura, how can we live without you?
Oh Muralidhara, you are the very reason for our existence. If you were a tree, we would surround you as a creeper.
Like how rivers merge in the ocean, we would also merge in you.
Oh Krishna, do not leave us. We want to be with you.
I am not leaving you, my dearest ones. I am indeed there in your hearts. Don't you yourself call me Hriday Nivasi?
Oh Madhava, bestow on us the boon to work for you and be a part in your mission, O Lord.
I shall bestow the boon on you all. So be it.
O Master, we are indeed fortunate to be taught a new way of thinking and life from you.
Fortunate indeed are we to be the ones to spread your message, with you amongst us guiding us at every step.
We are truly grateful to you for granting us with this divine opportunity, Master.
Let us be with you and work for you forever, my Lord.
So be it. Chairavati, Chairavati.
The wish of Buddha's disciples fulfilled?
Well, Dr. Sahab, namaste.
Hello Sam, how do you do?
Fine sir, thanks. How do you do?
Fine, I just came here to spend some good time in the weekend.
Sir, did you check the reports I had mailed you?
Yes, I did. In fact, I would have called you today.
Then it's nice that we met now. Do you think it can be meningitis?
Might be the initial stages of it. The boy doesn't get severe headache and seizures, does he?
No. But his breathing has become very fast. And he often gets high fever.
In that case, it might also be septicemia. A meningitis patient develops severe headache, stiff neck, dislike towards light, and he gets seizures, while a septicemia patient does not.
Then what should we do and how can we find out the illness?
Sam, don't worry about that. Send the boy and his parents to me day after tomorrow. I shall take care of them.
Sure, sir. It's really nice of you.
No, Sam. It is nice of you that you are taking care of so many people. And it is very nice that I am getting an opportunity to help you in this mission.
Thank you, sir. By the way, this is my friend Vikram.
Namaste, sir.
Hello, young man. Hope you are having a blissful time here.
Sir is the chief neurologist in Lifeline Super Speciality and was my teacher in my college.
Proud to be a teacher of yours. Anyways, you carry on. I have quite a lot of work here.
Chief neurologist? Then why was he sweeping over there?
Vikram, my friend. Dr. Aryan too has been molded by our master. He also helps me in treating some patients. If you ask me why he does such petty things, let me tell you. He feels good when he does that. and doing even a small bit for the ashram is to express our gratitude to our master.
Hello, Sam.
Raghavan,
Srinath,
I was waiting for you. Brothers, this is Vikram. He's a journalist. And Vikram, they are my friends. Raghavan is the project head of Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. And Srinath runs an NGO which has got a school and gives free education to number of students.
Raghavan, Srinath, oh, I'm really thrilled to meet you. I had only heard and read about you, and today I'm seeing you.
It's our pleasure too.
Tell me, how is your clinic Sanjeevani running?
Well, no issues till now. And brother Srinath, how is your school going on? I read about the good performance of your school students.
Listen, if you need anything, just give me a call. I shall do whatever possible.
Thanks to you, Raghavan, the reduction of cost of Exelon has helped a number of people.
Yes, I heard about it.
All of what we are doing is only due to our master's grace.
All this is quite extraordinary to me. A chief neurologist who is rendering seva, and all three of you are here who are doing unimaginable work in your respective fields. And all of you say that your master is responsible for all of this.
Yes, all the credit goes to our master, our dearest Swami, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
And all of us are his students.
What our Swami has done cannot be explained. Words will fall short to express what he has done and the love he has shown.
Our Swami says, my life is my message. And he indeed lived the message he has spread. And what we do today is just an iota of the love he has shown.
All of us live to reach the expectations of our master. He once said, one day, all of you must live my message. And we try to live his message and express our gratitude to him.
What a great person he must be. If he could create gems like you, then he indeed must be the Kohinoor. I am waiting to meet him.
No, Vikram. You have to feel him.
Feel him?
Yes, Vikram. You might not see him anymore, talking and walking,
but you can definitely feel him.
Our Swami is not an entity. He is love, truth and beauty himself.
Our Swami is all-pervading. You can see him in every person, as he is there in every being.
He is even present in us, in each one of us.
He is there even in you. You just need to understand this, and you too will feel him.
And on that very day, I understood the love that we need to have towards each other. Because the Master says, you and I are not different, but the same. And I too had an experience which I do not know how to express. What I experienced was so enchanting and delightful and so full of love that it cannot be expressed with mere words. What I can only say is that I too shall express my gratitude by living his message.
Swami, this is not just a drama enacted by us here. It's the divine play that you direct. It's not just Raghavan, Srinath, the doctor and Vikram whom you have touched. It's all our lives that you have touched and transformed. At this moment, we are reminded of your own words when you said,
not be under the impression that you and I have come together only now, since your study in this college. You have come to me for the sake of far higher triumphs as a consequence of merit acquired in many previous lives.
One point here. There is a place by name Muddanahalli, quite close to Bangalore. There in Muddanahalli, there is Satya Sai College. All the inhabitants of that place are very poor. Basing on their financial position, many extended help. They built classrooms there. And they also made a hall for bhajans. But it's not affiliated to any university. To pursue higher studies, they have to go to Bangalore. The moment Bhagwan noticed this fact, he has got a very good noble idea. The University of Sri Sat Sai University buildings are of beauty,
here.
Of beauty, grandeur.
Here.
Here in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Kani, alantide, inkol kuda chupiste, paranthanistan.
And if such a thing is to be possessed by anybody, they too will be equally happy.
Kanaka ee naadu, aa Muddanahalli lopala, Sat Sai University, anedi sthapinchalani, aa sankalpam vachindi.
The most merciful Bhagavan has willed now to start a separate campus affiliated to Sri Satya Sai University there in Muddanahalli, close to
Bangalore.
Bhagavan always does something good or other to everybody. Bhagavan is going to do similar thing to Muddanahalli now. Bhagavan has physically watched the difficulties of the children there in Muddanahalli. Bhagavan said, don't feel sad any longer. I will do it for you.
Why fear when I am near it?
Bhagavan said, why fear when I am here?
Bhagavat Ramani Chappade Alanti Parishiti Yerpadindi Anduvalla Bharatamu Bhagavatamu Ramayanamu Bhagavad Gita Ilanti Vanta Kudu Kudu Krasuruga Petti Vanu Uttiruga Jesi వారిని ప్రచారకులుగా బయట పంపించాలని నా ఉద్దేశము.
టు బి పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ డివైన్ మిషన్ అండ్ దట్ టు ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్రచారక్స్ యువర్ మెసెంజర్స్ వీఆర్ ఇండీడ్ ఫార్చునేట్ భగవాన్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ది లవ్ దట్ యు హావ్ షవర్డ్ ఆన్ us నాట్ జస్ట్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ టైమ్ బట్ అక్రాస్ ది ఏజెస్ వీఆర్ డీప్లీ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ టు యు స్వామి. We are at loss of means to express our gratitude because we couldn't just tell a thanks and make you feel different from us. The only way which we feel would express our gratitude is by living our life in the way you have taught and lived.
Hamari zindagi ka tere wo pyar ka.
जब खोए हम कभी कहीं राहों में ढूंढ कर हमें दिखाया वो रास्ता सही सिखाए जो जीना हमें तेरी वो बातों से हुआ यकीन और तेरी दुआ से ही मिला घर कुछ भी पल भर भी हमसे तू ना रुक जाना बाप जा बने दे ये तेरे बिना
तेरी है अनोखी भूले कैसे वो इशारे
यादें तेरी है अनोखी भूले कैसे वो इशारे
ओ बंधन हमारा है टूटे सहारा पल भर भी हमसे तू ना रुक जाना
ಪತಿ ನಂದನ ಶೋಭಾನನ ಮಂಗಳಮೂರ್ತಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣನಾಥ ಜಯ ಗಣನಾಥ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣನಾಥ
ಜಯ ರಾಮ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ
Hare 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 Sai 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 Hare Hare ओम जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे श्री करा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका
समस्त लोका सुखिनो